Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Wednesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he is in his spot. Colin, he's in a very happy mood today. It's the start of a new day brought to you by Greenbrier Treatment Center. Yeah, good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Lovely. Got soaked on the way in, but other than that, it's perfect.
Yeah, it was just kind of sort of drizzling on my way, and it was very weird. I could see the big clouds, though, above kind of like where the stadiums are.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. But Producer Matt's out of his mind now because he has figured out, he started to come in a little earlier, he's figured out that there must be some system reset every day on his computer.
Oh, no.
His whole workstation turns off and back on automatically at a certain time that is going to serve as an impediment to him when his new schedule starts on Tuesday, a week from yesterday.
This needs to be remedied then, Matthew.
It won't be. You needed to put in a request for that about a month and a half ago. So what's going to happen here, Matt? Did you already send the email to the people?
I did, yes.
Did you put the little exclamation point on the email, like the high
urgent?
Importance? Yeah.
I don't know. No, I didn't.
You should have done that.
3:55 every day, apparently. My computer
shuts out.
Nope, I'm out, and just resets.
Okay, and so today you had a bunch of stuff all typed out, and it just reset, right?
Right.
Well, luckily for you, it's the start of a new day brought to you by Greenbrier Treatment Center. And then it's the start of a new day again at 3:55 a.m. So what do you okay, now we all know the IT staff here, which pretty much constitutes like two people.
Yes.
Right? One of them is a guy who is, we're going to find out what he's all about. I think I know what he's all about. But the guy you sent the email to, we're going to find out the urgency with which he's going to work on this. Did you clearly express to him? Don't you answer first. I'm going to ask Chris. Do you feel as if in this initial email, Matt would have clearly expressed to the man you know I'm talking about that this is an undertaking that has to happen before Tuesday?
I trust that Matt, because he's good at this sort of thing, would have expressed the urgency in his email that something needs to be taken care of. You sent this email to the same person we were talking about before the show?
Correct.
That I sent an email to yesterday and still have yet to get a response from.
Correct.
Oh. Matt,
yes. Mm. Matt, did you send an email? Did you explicitly state a new endeavor is happening on Tuesday and this needs to happen by Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay.
I said I will now be in earlier.
No.
Using the computer.
No. Did you say you're going to be on the air and you're the host and I need to have this computer working?
Not those terms.
Those need to be the terms. Those need to be the terms. See, now you're an on-air host. You're not just Producer Matt anymore. Not that Producer Matt's a bad thing or that Producer Matt is like, you know, kind of a small potato sort of thing. But you need to start. It's you. It's me. It's Chris. It's Starkey. It's Ron. It's Chris. It's Andrew. You're right there. You're a big dog. Start dog cussing people.
Your bark should be a little louder.
Right. Tell them what time it is. Don't stand for nonsense anymore.
We need to get you one of those no fear shirts that says, if you can't run with the big dogs, don't come off the porch.
Co-ed naked radio hosting. I mean, you start telling them what time it is. So I would send a follow-up email right now before you even get this email back. Like, perhaps I didn't make it clear enough in my initial email.
Perhaps my bark wasn't loud enough.
Yes. I'm going on the air as a radio host Tuesday. Listen, jabroni, make this work. That's kind of the way to his heart, I think.
The call him a jabroni, yes.
Yes. Just do like DMX.
Chucha work.
Like DMX and just literally bark at him.
Yes. Because if not, here's what's going to happen. He'll respond to that email Thursday, not tomorrow, the next one after that. to respond and say, hey, got it, I'm looking at this. And then, what's today? August 28th? It'll be about November 11th that'll get fixed.
Yeah.
About right around Election Day.
You'll be doing your show off Starkey style with notes scribbled on a cocktail napkin.
Yep, and then you'll be, and then you know what else will happen? The boss will go, hey, I give this opportunity to you, and you sound like garbage.
You don't
on the
sound
air.
All that organized, Matt.
Right.
What's happening? It almost sounds
you're
as just if
winging
like,
it.
Sounds like somebody shut down your computer mid show. What's
right
going
in the middle
on?
Of what's happening? No prep, no planning. Who do you think you are? I mean, you're not Jim Rome. You know, you can't just come in and get it done and be great at what you do and just kind of wing it. You know.
I think I just might send the same email to the other IT guy.
We got him so shook up. Okay, Post-Gazette today. I'm taking a look at this for the food and flavor, which I kind of like. The photos.
I like food.
Gretchen McKay has, if she's one of the most tenured writers at the Post-Gazette. She's very, very good and just a sweet, sweet person, Gretchen is. And she's always coming up with new innovative ideas. Anyway, she's got this Labor Day sort of spread here. No cook, no bake, just all kind of stuff that you can make. Pudding, sandwiches, salads, summer rolls, everything. But to the sandwiches, pressed sandwich. Mm. And I'm always up for pressed
like
ham.
Like a panini?
Yes. Big pressed ham fan. So she's got the pressed sandwich, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's just kind of a big on a muffaletta or some sort of thing, and you cut it up, you build it big, and then kind of, you know, you kind of cut it. What is the best sandwich? And I'm not talking out at a restaurant.
Oh,
when you go to the deli, and you go to, and it doesn't matter what deli it is. It could be your local, grocery store. It could be, like, Labriola's or an Italian store like that.
Right,
those places are so great. What is the, if you go and you go, I'm having three people over. We're going to watch the game. I need 2 pounds of this, a pound of this, and this. What do you get?
See, my favorite is just your classic chipped ham with salami. You put both of those on there. And then depending on what mood you're in, you can change up the cheese. It could be simple American. But I'd prefer provolone. And then on a good loaf of bread.
Yes, the bread is the key.
Your basic standard go-to. My basic standard go-to.
I've gotten into salami, sopressata, capicola, and mozzarella. I've gotten into I've dived back into
Gabagool.
The real Italian kind of sandwich.
And see, I will go into that phase
but
occasionally.
Good fresh mozzarella.
Right, but the problem is I then get like addicted to it and I want it every day. And that's not healthy.
No, not healthy, but just you got to watch yourself. Matt, considering that you're trying to be a radio host now, but you don't necessarily have the, you know, wherewithal to tell people what to do who are peons to you, I'll nonetheless let you kind of have a say on this.
Give my sandwich take?
Yes.
I don't know. A good Italian hoagie, you can't beat it.
No, I'm saying you make it at home. You're not going out and buying the hoagie. You make your own. You construct your own Italian hoagie?
Yeah.
I wasn't listening at all.
Or the chipped. Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with chipped ham, as we said, with cheese.
Yes. What kind of bread do you like? Do you like a hoagie bun, Kaiser roll, bread, white wheat, rye, pumpernickel? I mean, what do you like?
I like a good... that's a good question. You ever have Mancini's?
No, nobody in Pittsburgh's ever had
bread.
Mancini's.
Never,
no, never heard of it.
Never heard
no,
of it.
Where's that? Where's that
yeah,
come
it's
out?
It's kind of like a, you know, it's
you
like
ever
an
had
Italian
ketchup?
Is it,
bread.
Is it a local place?
It looks Jeez. White. It's got a crust on it.
Yeah, you ever had
it's
air?
It's pretty fluffy. It says
yeah,
Mancini.
It's good.
If I spell it for you, it's M-A-N.
You ever heard of this thing called a terrible towel?
Right, it's coming in a white bag. Jerk. Yeah, no, I like it. It's good. It's good stuff. Yes, that's a
that's
good.
It's top of the line.
It is top of the line. Now, accompaniments with the sandwich. Do you go chips? Do you go pickle? Do you go both? If you're having, because it's college football time. It is
right,
Saturday
right.
eating time watching.
Chips. Just prefer barbecue.
Uh-huh.
But I'll take your standard
lime
plain potato in a Steeler-shaped bowl,
yeah.
Steelers logo bowl.
You'll go regular chips?
Yeah, just regular potato chips. Absolutely.
Matt?
Salt and vinegar and a pickle.
Good call.
That is good. I like the pickle from, and again, I'm a Labriola's fan. That's one of my places. I like the pickle wrapped in the just wax paper.
That's like, you know, big.
But again, buying it for and serving it myself. I do like the pickle. Do you like the whole pickle or the sliced pickle?
Spear. Pickle spear.
Spear. Yeah. I go whole because you get that crunch.
Yeah, the snap. The
snap of the pickle. You got to give somebody your pickle snap a little later today.
Pressed ham and a snap pickle.
There's nothing like that. I like the pickle and then chips. I've started to like,
a good kettle cooked.
Cheddar and sour cream chips.
Yes.
They get on your fingers, though.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they really get on your fingers. You think Foster ever had a Reuben? Reuben Carter was falsely tried? Anyway.
They named a sandwich after me, man.
Yes.
Look at this.
So what's
your condiment of choice on the ham sandwich?
A real little mayo. And then a little oil and vinegar.
Okay.
On that ham sandwich.
Ham
sandwich. Soppressata, salami, and capicola. But I like sweet capicola, not too hot.
Mm,
well,
I
kind of like both. But you could tell by the end, the ridges on it, how red that is.
Oh, yeah. How much bite you're going to get.
Yes. If it looks like a fire engine, you better watch out.
It's good.
If it's a little red, that's kind of how I like. I like the kind of hot, but not super hot to where you're burning your whole mouth hot. Anyway.
Some spicy brown mustard.
Oh, you know what? I got to be somewhere just for like an hour, 2 o'clock on Saturday. But actually, my son has he's taken up golf and he has a golf lesson. It's really,
oh, nice.
It's interesting. He's doing these like junior golf lessons. But right after that, because Pitt plays at night on Saturday, and there'll be SEC college football and different things. Right after that, we'll get home at 3:30, 4 o'clock or so by the latest. I am doing I'm doing a sandwich bar for dinner on Saturday.
There you go.
Oh, I love this time of year. I love it. And
it's going to be nice out this weekend.
Oh, I know. I might
sunny,
drink some
not too hot.
Beers. It's supposed to be nice. I'm excited. Saturday, it's supposed to be 76 for a high, 58 for a low.
I don't know if temperatures get any more perfect.
I know. I have the outside TV going. It's going to be, Vern's not doing any games, though, is he?
No.
Yeah, I know. Nonetheless.
Nestler's solid.
Yeah. I can't wait. I just can't wait. The sandwich bar. Now, do you like, if you have the long Mancini's roll, right? Mm-hmm. Do you ever like the end piece, or do you like the middle piece, or what?
No, don't give me an end.
Okay.
I like the extra crust. That's what I want. Oh. Absolutely. And you cut it. You cut it probably about, I don't know. Depends how big a sandwich you want, but not too small, so it's not all heel of the bread. Yeah, and then you slice that thing in half. Now you got me wanting like an old school Italian hoagie.
Well, we did that show one time, the Italian hoagie show.
Yeah,
we've still got to get
it again.
You know what? I'm actually free today. Angelo's in Bloomfield is like where you got to go to get the Italian hoagie, like the pizza shop Italian hoagie.
Right. But oil dripping out of the paper and all that. Yeah,
absolutely. Oh man! All right, Matt, you ready for college football? You ready for it this week?
Doing our picks Friday.
We are doing our picks Friday.
Ready
you've
to
got
roll.
That all penciled in.
Yep.
You won't be doing any because your computer will shut off because you're not vociferous enough with the people here at the office and let them know what you need. I mean, it's about your needs. You're the guy on the air. You're the star.
My bark.
Thee and me make you a radio star.
The bark isn't loud enough.
Well, you're not going to be any kind of radio star if you let people fudge with your computer whenever they want to get to it.
5 a.m. Tuesday, not going to be your favorite time of the week.
There'd be no tech guys if there weren't for hosts. That's the way you got to look at it.
That's
if there weren't any hosts, there'd be no tech guy. You got to remind his ass of that.
Okay, I'll get right on it.
Listen,
I'm the reason you got a job, punk. Come fix my computer.
That's not far off. I mean, let's see how much hooks you got. I mean, you got some baboos.
Always sage advice.
From you're pointing at Marty Griffin on the television.
No, for
he
me.
Gives a lot of sage advice.
He does.
There's a lot of off-air stuff Marty tells me and gives me that is really good life advice. So you going to tell this guy what time it is about your computer?
5:55, man.
3:55.
Yes.
Is when it shuts off.
Correct.
You tell them, fix it or find yourself, you know, go bag groceries, pal.
Okay.
He was thinking about it for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, man, you know what? Maybe I am getting bigger out here. Anyway, Fan Morning Show pre-show. It's the start of a new day brought to you by Greenbrier Treatment Center. Jim has a great talk with Keith Butler. That's coming up at 7. We have probably a great talk with Ray Fittipaldo, who knows a thing or two about Italian sandwiches. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. We have fun throughout the day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.